I'm Jeff Hill with the Bureau for Food Security. This morning I really wanted to actually highlight three things that are currently taking place. These are three sets of actions, you know, that are taking place to try to create an integrated effort, you know, to really tackle, you know, the and eliminate, you know, the kind of drought-related emergencies in the East African dryland areas. And fundamentally, those three actions, you know, that are taking place is joint efforts at a regional level, you know, that are putting in place a coordinated strategy and set of programs to operate at a regional level to promote the kind of coordination that we've just heard about is so critical and important. A second set of actions is really around, you know, the country level efforts that are taking place, you know, to try to advance, you know, the creation of a common frameworks and a common programming process to ensure that we can see some better coordination. And a third set of actions that is taking place is around creating a technical consortium that is aimed at being able to work with and assist countries and the development partners in the issues of program design and project design efforts so that we can, you know, move on, you know, quickly with this. Fundamentally, you know, what these efforts are aimed at doing is to make sure that in 2012, you know, that we do actually have, you know, the programs, the projects, and the support in place to allow us to actually tackle, you know, this issue of the medium and long-term challenges, you know, to the elimination of drought-related emergencies. At the heart of these efforts, what we, you know, are looking at is fundamentally the, you know, the country and region-led plans. They are creating the architecture, they are creating the umbrella that is allowing for much better coordination among the development partners and the technical community to put in place the kind of support that's really needed and to find a way of being able to make that assistance more effective at being able to achieve the results that we're seeking. There really is currently at present an unprecedented effort, right, as we've already just heard right here, of the countries and of the international community to bring to bear resources to tackle this set of issues that has not actually been operating and in the way that is needed to address the issues and at the scale that is needed to actually tackle these issues. So that what we see here is a process of being able to create the kind of platform and the coordination, you know, to make it work. Very, very quickly of going through this is that, as I'd said, is that what we do actually see is that at a regional level, IGAD has been asked by the African Union and asked by its heads of state from, you know, the countries in the IGAD region, you know, to lead efforts at putting in place a strategy and a program to, and the AU has asked IGAD, you know, to establish a CADAP strategy, compact, and investment plan that would serve as the framework, you know, to move this agenda forward. So right now, IGAD is in the process of doing that, and that we are looking, you know, to see that completed and implemented and start implementation of that in 2012. At the country level, you know, what we do see is that in Kenya, Ethiopia, Uganda, they have in place national strategies and investment plan, the creative framework for being able to address this, and the steps are now focused on specific program and project design. And so the development community is taking steps of working together with the countries of putting in place those programs. At a regional level, you know, what has been initiated, these are steps that in January already there has been a launching, you know, of this process at events that took place in Djibouti. You know, ongoing technical work is taking place. We're looking to May to June to actually have, you know, a formally wrapped up, you know, plan and strategy in place that would then allow for a deeper discussion about the specific investments that would be adding value to country level actions, you know, that would immediately follow up after that. At a country level, right, what we do, you know, have as has been started is that focusing, you know, in those countries that do have a strategy and investment plan in place, a joint planning process has been initiated, you know, that is It is specific project design to actually, clarify what are the parameters of a program, that is consistent with, the framework that Greg has laid out there, but is informed by, the efforts of the country, the region that they will have in place, their common framework for advancing this, that will create really the architecture for, the better donor coordination and improved effectiveness. And turning to, recognizing that in fact there is a great need for ensuring that these steps that are being taken are really evidence-based, that there is a solid foundation of knowledge and lessons and experiences to advance this. An innovative effort has been put into place to really build a technical consortium, that is aimed at trying to work with the region and the country, and draw the expertise and the knowledge from international, regional, and country-level efforts to help to truly inform, the foundations of this plan as we move forward. This is aimed at addressing, indeed, the integrated efforts of meeting the immediate, medium, and the long-term challenges, that are needed. It is an inclusive process that is there. It does include the UN-based organizations. It includes the CGIAR. It includes the NGO community, regional organization, and national agencies, that have formally created a network for that is built upon much of the learning that has been going on in the region with research and documenting the experiences of what is working and what hasn't worked with that. And as it's moving forward, some of the types of things that it is taking on, it is working with the individual countries in the region and really doing an inventory of some of the experiences that are taking place, mapping the current situation, creating the baseline information and knowledge, making sure that we have a good knowledge of the different beneficiaries that are in the region that are there. It's examining the impacts of alternative different types of investments and options so that we're able to set priorities. It is working to make sure that we can see the linkages with the policy frameworks and the different types of investment actions that would take place, as well as looking at the diversification strategies, the value of pastoral production. It's using tools of cost-benefit analysis, et cetera, that are taking place here. So this knowledge, platform, this technical consortium is headquartered in Nairobi. It has a secretariat, that is being managed by ILRI, which is the International Livestock Research Institute, and has a presence, throughout the region, and it does have a number of organizations that have, formally been brought into this, and does have explicitly both the flexibility and the space for engaging a wide range of partners, to make sure that the experience that is there is able to be brought to the table in advancing these agendas. And really, that I think I wanted to try to make sure that there was an understanding of those critical actions that are taking place. What we do see is that these are things that are, built to help ensure that we're getting a good donor coordination, and it is able to actually improve the effectiveness of the development assistance that is, being targeted for addressing these issues.